98.9 KISS FM. Most hits from the 80s, 90s, and today it is Drew and Casey, too. And I love it when it's Sunita Sitara Day.
I do, too, because that means, you know what, doesn't matter what the weather is outside, doesn't matter if it's snowy or icy, it's bright and sunshiny in here.
It's bright and sunshiny.
It's sunshiny, Sunita. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Yay.
Now, Sunita is our numerologist, and we have you in about once a month or so.
Yeah.
And we do a different theme every time you're in here, but obviously since Valentine's Day is like a week and a half away, we have to talk about love.
I know.
And relationships.
I know. Yes. And you know, this time I prepared something really unusual. It's going to be where I just take your first name and your guy's first name or your gal's first name, and either you're a compatible fit or you're a natural fit or you have some challenges. So you'll fall into those three different categories.
I like it. So so all we need is the name of the first name of both people in a relationship, and that's it.
And that's it, yes.
Now, with numbers, does it really come into effect when it comes to numerology and relationships and love and all that? Can you see a lot just through the numbers?
Just through the numbers, yeah. It's unbelievable. You'll have the challenges that you'll have. You'll have them because of the names.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm almost afraid to give you mine and my wife's name. I'll do that off the air.
I'm not giving you mine, Sunita. Not today.
Not today.
You guys, I think I've got a couple of chickens here.
Oh, yeah.
You got big chickens here.
You're darn right.
There's no thinking you got chickens.
I've already got the ring. There's no going anywhere.
But wouldn't you like to know what the challenges are so you could fix it?
Well, I suppose if you want to work on your relationship, Sunita, if you want to put a little effort in it,
let's take some other victims. 460-9899 *989 on your AT&T wireless. If you want to talk to Sunita this afternoon, we'll try and get as many people on the air as we can. But if you can't get through, you can always go to her website, which is sunitasitara.com. Make sure you mention in your email that you heard it on our show, and she'll give you a free reading, just like what you would receive on the air.
Yeah, that made a huge difference the last time.
So if you have trouble spelling her name, call us in a little while. We'll help you. Email us. We'll help you. Or go to our website, 989kissfm.com. We have a link right there.
Definitely.
So, yeah. Our first person on the phone is Deanna. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
We are doing great. Say hello to Sunita.
Hello there.
Hi.
Now, Deanna, who's your significant other? What's his or her name?
Benjamin.
Okay. And your name is Deanna.
Deanna and Benjamin. Okay. Uh-huh. Does he go by Benjamin or does he go by Ben?
Yeah.
He goes by Benjamin.
Okay. That's good to know. Okay, so you are a 7 and he's a 5. So let's see where that kind of hits us. Because, you know, let's see if you are a challenging fit or a natural fit. So 7.
She's checking
paperwork. Yes, I know. I've got so many of them. Okay. Oh, my goodness, Deanna. You guys are a natural fit.
Yay.
Yes, that means you have an easy relationship built on individual freedom. And intellectually, you are both quite compatible. And you won't ever run out of things to discuss. The problem will only occur if you forget to make time for each other. So just remember, sometimes he's going to need alone time. So you just need to be aware of that because that would probably be the only thing. No, you are the one who's going to need alone time because you're the 7 and he's the 5. And he's probably very freedom-oriented.
Is he freedom-oriented?
Yes, he is.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So that is the challenging aspect of your relationship, but both of you are a natural fit, so congratulations.
Hey, nice
job.
That's good news. Thank you for calling us today. 460-9899-989 on your AT&T wireless. If you want to talk to Sunita Sitara this afternoon, give us a call. It's Drew and Casey on 98.9 KISS FM. It's Drew and Casey on 98.9 KISS FM, playing the most hits from the 80s, 90s, and today we have our numerologist, Sunita Sitara, in studio with us today. If you want to be on the phone and maybe ask her if you're a significant other, if you're, what did you call it, Sunita? A good love match?
Yeah.
Conflict? A natural fit?
A natural fit, a compatible fit, and a challenging fit.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So you're going to fit into one of those three categories.
But the challenging one, you can still work through it,
right? You can work through it. Yeah, that's right.
Just fight a lot. Maybe being cooped up for 4 days in the same house, not quite the best thing in the world.
But if you're fighting a lot, then I suggest you go see a counselor.
Don't ask Sunita if you're fighting a lot. She doesn't handle that.
I don't handle that. That's right. I'm going to give you homework on your Relationship.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nobody wants homework.
No.
not now. We're past that.
Carrie, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
We are doing wonderful. Say hi to Sunita.
Hi there.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So excited to talk to you.
Oh, that's so great. Thank you for calling. And you, are you dating Scott or...
Yes, we're dating.
You guys are dating. You know, this is so good, Carrie, because you guys are a compatible fit, and that's really great. But you must take time out for your relationship in the middle of your business because both of you can be very, focused on that type of stuff. So though your relationship is going to go through lots of changes, explore all of the possibilities, and you need to establish a secure commitment. Do you think you guys can do that?
Absolutely, yes, I do.
How long have you two been dating?
Only 3 months.
Oh, well, hey, you know what? The numbers are lining up. You may be dating a lot longer than that.
Yeah.
It sounds good to me.
Out of the two of you, you might be the drama queen, though, I think.
Oh, yes, that's definitely true.
<Uh-oh>. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Good luck with everything, too.
See, that's what I'm afraid Sunita would say about me. That's why we're not reading mine today.
You're the drama queen.
Queen, if you don't calm down.
Oh, my goodness.
Stop freaking out.
This year, though, remember, you're going to be in a 7 year, so you're going to be moody.
You know what? I forgot about that.
I know. But yeah. I'm here to remind you.
I have been moody. Just ask Drew.
I don't know what she's talking about. She seems just exactly the same as always,
Sunita.
That's
the right answer,
it's
Drew.
A good answer.
So, don't we have somebody else we need to go to before I get in any more trouble?
He's here with two women. He doesn't want to challenge
us. He's smart.
No.
Yeah, his wife taught him well. Hi, Shauna.
Hello.
Tell us. Who are you dating or married to? Zach?
Married. Yes, I'm married to Zachary. He goes by Zach.
Okay, that's really great to know that he is Zach. So you guys are a compatible fit, which is really wonderful. You have great chemistry together. How long have you guys been married?
10 years.
Oh, my goodness. That's good. So the sparks are still flying.
All right.
Your relationship.
We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Family show. Adults know.
I don't need any details. That's good. Your relationship is filled with energy, humor, and love. You balance each other well, and while you may have difficulties, you focus on your mutual interests and you remain patient, and things will balance themselves out. So really, I would think you are the more creative one, and he probably is the more stable one. Is that correct?
Ooh, I don't know if I'd say stable. He's getting there. It's taken some while, but that's probably about right.
Yeah, well, and you probably are very creative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I would think so.
Yeah.
I honestly, of this too, I would think I'm more stable maybe than creative.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Well, you probably are vibrating to something else, but your name definitely lets me know that you're creative.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Shauna.
Thank you.
You guys enjoy each other. I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
Hey, she said.
Hey.
Nothing wrong with that. 10 years of happy marriage.
I know. Sparks are flying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
460-9899, *989 on your AT&T wireless. If you want to talk to Sunita, give us a call. It's Drew and Casey on 98.9 KISS FM. 98.9 KISS FM. Drew and Casey, too. It's most hits from the 80s, 90s, and today. And we have time for a few more of your calls this afternoon for Sunita Sitara. She is our numerologist, and today we're talking about relationships and couples since Valentine's Day is on the way. See if you are compatible or maybe not so much, but you have things to work on.
Yes, yes.
And all she needs is your first name. First name of each person in the relationship, and she can tell you.
Yes.
We haven't had any ones that aren't working out so far.
We haven't.
But we'll see what happens with these.
With this one. Yes, and who is on the line right
now? This is Brandy. Hi, Brandy.
Hi.
How are you?
Really good.
Good.
Okay, so...
And I do not want to be the first one that's not compatible. We're married.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, Brandy, I have very good news for you. You are both a natural fit.
Yay.
And you are an... Yes, yes. Now, I mean, the other couple we were talking about, they were having sparks, but it's nothing compared to the kind of sparks you guys have.
Oh, wow.
Woo-hoo.
Wow.
Like a volcano, huh?
It is. You guys are an adventurous couple, and you value freedom, both of you. You have a relationship that's filled with passion, but there could be a lot of drama. You work especially well together because you're accepting and tend to stay out of each other's way. Just be sure to stay focused and avoid needless jealousy. I hope neither one of you is jealous, but everything should go really well. I mean, you're both very freedom oriented, and I mean, your love life is like love that rocks the ocean.
Ah,
oh,
wow.
Randy.
That sounds pretty good.
I'm sure my husband will be happy to hear that.
Yes, yes. Tell him I said so.
Yeah.
I will.
Thanks for calling in today.
And to keep it up, don't get lazy.
That's right. Thank you.
And time for one more call, and it's Jennifer who lives in Mustang. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello. Sunita, now, Jennifer, are you married or dating Scotty?
We're living together.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, and he does go by Scotty?
Yes, he goes by Scotty, and I go by Jenny.
Oh, you go by Jenny. Okay.
Okay. Well, you know, Jennifer and Scotty, you guys are a natural fit also. So you work really well together because both of you are creative and your social ability is excellent. As long as you remember to share the spotlight, because sometimes nines really don't want a nine is Scotty. Jennifer ends up being a nine, but I'll do Jenny in just a minute to see how that goes. While your relationship tends to be filled with romantic adventures and excitement, don't forget everyday tasks that life and relationships require. So that means really you need to be working on it. So how do you go, Jenny? Is it J-E-N-N-I?
No, it's J-E-N-I.
Oh, J-E-N-I. Okay.
I'm going to put you back on hold, and she's going to take a look at J-E-N-I, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on,
no,
Jenny.
I've got it already.
Oh, you got it right
it's
now?
It's a two, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, so, you're fast.
You know, I can do this in my sleep practically. That's the problem. So that's very interesting because your relationship could go either way. So you might want to consider going to Jennifer because that really gives you a lot of creative ability. The two in you as Jenny, you desire love and the nine likes to provide it, but the nine also provides it kind of not in a direct way. So I don't know. I mean, are you guys having issues or are you doing good?
No, we're doing good. And he actually calls me Jennifer and everyone else calls me Jenny.
You know, I kind of almost want to say to you, go by Jennifer.
Go by Jennifer?
Yeah.
Sounds like more of a Jennifer?
Yeah, you sound more like of a Jennifer. What do you feel comfortable with?
I go by everything. Really.
Well, Jennifer's going to bring you better luck in the numbers game.
By numbers-wise. Go by Jennifer.
Go by that.
So that's interesting that he calls you Jennifer. I like that, yeah.
So could I add, like, extra W's in my name, Drew, to extend the numbers and make me a little luckier? Does that work?
Well, you know, you really can. You can change your name to bring in different kinds of vibrations. Yes.
Hmm. Really?
Yes.
Well, if you didn't get through on the phone today, you can always email Sunita. SunitaSatara.com is her website. We have a link set up at 98.9KISSFM.com. Make sure that you mention you heard her on our show in your email so that your reading is free.
Yes.
And you have also agreed to come out to our Singles Mingle next Saturday.
Yes, I'm going to be there, and I'll sit by in a kind of a quiet room and do readings for
anybody
who wants to come up and do them.
We'll put you in the VIP room there at Sky Bar, and people can come up and they can see you, and you can do personal readings for them.
I would be happy to do that. I love the Singles Mingle.
You know, could we bring couples that have met at the Singles Mingle, bring them to you, and say, okay, are these two going to work out?
Yes, please do.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Okay, that'd be great.
All right.
Totally cool.
That sounds
right.
Good. We'll give away some Singles Mingle tickets in just a few minutes. Sunita, thank you as always
for
coming
up. Thank you.
It's Drew and Casey on KISS FM.